If that doesn't make you want to skate, I don't know what will. That was Agent Orange with Bloodstains. Thanks for coming in to talk to me today, Robert.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure stopping in and hanging out here.
But Rampart Skate Park has a lot of really cool stuff that's going on soon. Like, for instance, one of the things is the fabulous camps you have happening.
Absolutely, yeah. So this will be our fourth year doing skate and BMX camps. We do the camps pretty much just about any holiday that kids have off from school, and then we do them over the summertime as well. And, yeah, they're a great way to get the kids off the couch, get them doing something active that requires building up some skill and having some determination. And, yeah, so we try and encourage the kids to get into the park, and this is a great way to expose kids that have never skated before, expose them to skating or BMX. And, yeah, it's ages 7 through 14. As I said, we take skateboards, BMXers, even do rollerblades. Our first camp begins next week on June 27th. It's a morning camp, starts at 8:30. And then the camps continue towards the middle of July into August.
And they can pay for the whole week or just per day, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're more than welcome to drop in. I understand, you know, not everybody can commit to a full week of camp. So, yeah, and they're only half days as well. So feel free to stop on in. You can look at our website, rampartskatepark.org, for the full list of days and times that the camps are available.
Yep. This one that's coming up next week is from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30. But then later on in the summer, you have several weeks that are 1 to 5.
Yeah, that's right. You know, in the beginning, it seems like kids are used to the school schedule and they're used to waking up early. But towards the end of summer, most kids are used to sleeping in. So, and I can relate, you know, you want to enjoy your summer and sleep in a little. So we moved the camps to an afternoon session instead. We were having some difficulties last year with just getting kids to wake up and skate that early in the morning. So.
And you give discounts for multiple weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so if you sign up for more than 1 week, or if you have multiple kids you want to sign up, we offer you some discounts and try and keep it low priced and reasonable for everybody.
Well, that's good. That's good. And you guys are a wonderful nonprofit, and you've started working with other additional communities to fundraise for skate parks there.
Yeah, that's right. So Rampart Indoor Skate Park, we're part of a larger collaborative nonprofit organization called the Humboldt Skate Park Collective, and we've been going for quite a few years now. And so the town of McKinleyville and Trinidad have been working to build skate parks for quite a long time, and there's been a lot of community support for those projects. And now we have other communities such as Rio Dell and Fortuna that are also looking at building skate parks. So what we do is kind of like work with community members in these outlying communities to kind of organize and help fundraise and work with their either city council members or just anybody that's coordinating construction of skate parks and get these things built.
That's wonderful. And so, like, any money that anyone donates to you guys or, like, proceeds from this camp all go back into the organization.
Yeah, that's correct. So one thing that's kind of unique about Rampart is that everybody that works there is a volunteer, including myself. And so basically all the money we raise goes to supporting the park or supporting construction of these other skate parks around the community. So it's kind of a special program, just in the sense that it's very community supported and community oriented, and we're always interested in taking on new volunteers. So if anyone's ever interested in volunteering once a week to help staff the counter or work with kids, please come chat with us.
And you get some skate time too.
That's right. Yeah. And a side benefit, you know, beyond just hanging out with cool people, is you get to skate for free and usually get some cool stuff out of the shop. So, it's a cool place to hang out. A lot of people, you know, that have lived in Humboldt County for a long time still haven't heard of us, even though we've been around for 4 years, just because we don't really have the funding to advertise and that kind of thing. We're located just south of Redwood Curtain Brewery on South G Street in Arcata, and we encourage you to stop by anytime. You can check our website for hours.
That's awesome. And you guys have a lot of other cool stuff that's coming up. Like, you were just telling me about the rummage sale that's happening.
Yeah. So I think July 23rd is the date we're set on. We're going to do a rummage sale that's going to kind of be more like skate, BMX, surf oriented, maybe some music thrown in there as well, you know. So If anyone has any equipment they want to bring by this rummage sale, they can contact us, and partial proceeds will go to support the skate park collective. And you can bring your old kayaks or surfboard or old records out there, and we're hoping for a pretty good gathering and help some people clear out their garages.
What date was that again?
We're going to do that on July 23rd, and then after that, we actually have a benefit show going on to help benefit the band Dullahan, which lost a lot of its band equipment in a big warehouse fire that was in Eureka a few weeks back. And so a volunteer of ours, Javier, he plays in a band called Cause of Death, and he's friends with these guys. And essentially, we're going to put together this big benefit to help them raise some money and help them purchase back some of their band equipment that was lost.
That must have been very devastating for them to lose all their equipment in the fire.
Yeah, I would imagine it's going to set them back a little bit.
I drove by there, and the building's still pretty...
Yeah, it was a savage fire. Apparently one of the biggest ones that Eureka has seen in decades.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's over where Honey Wine was.
Yep, yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have another benefit that's coming up. It's actually more, I would say, a partnership kind of event that's going on. There's going to be an enduro bike race going on at Lax Creek and Redwood Valley, and so that'll be a really fun one-day event, and I believe that's happening on the 30th of July, so you can check more information online about that.
So you guys have a jam-packed July.
Indeed, yeah, and we got more fun things coming up in August and September as well.
Cool, awesome. How do people find out more information about the bike race?
I think there's a website called humbleenduro.com. You can just do a Google search for that, and I'm sure it'll come up.
Okay, awesome. Well, all of that sounds pretty, pretty rad, and everybody make sure to keep an eye out on Rampart Skate Park's Facebook page as well, because you are good about posting about events that are happening.
All kinds of stuff, absolutely. Yeah, that's part of the fun about the skate park is sharing photographs that all the kids take of each other there and videos and things of that nature.
Yeah, and I like going there, and the times that I go there to see you guys, like I was there right before the art show last time.
Yeah.
And that was super rad, super rad. You have a lot of great volunteers that work there.
Yeah, and we have a lot of great artwork too. That's another thing that kind of makes Rampart unique is, you know, we have a couple of outdoor parks which are great, you know, but typically they don't, you know, permit music, live music. They don't really permit artwork there. Whereas Rampart, I feel like it's a little more representative of like what our culture really enjoys, and that's to be surrounded by good music and artwork and be with your friends and have a good time skating.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, make sure to go on over, check out Rampart Skate Park, and if you know of anyone interested in the camps, there's the rummage sale, there is the benefit for the band from the warehouse fire and the enduro bike race, so...
All kinds of fun stuff going
on. All kinds of fun stuff. Anyway, I want to remind you quickly that you're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cut in Eureka, Arcata, and transit at K282AD in Ferndale, and streaming on the web at KHUM.com. Going to go ahead and slip on, you know, a couple commercials, and then we'll be back shortly. You're listening to KHUM.